This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Today, we've been breaking down some of the stereotypes about millennials, the under 30 generation so often derided as entitled and coddled and risk averse. Well, Aaron Wheels Fotheringham's story flies in the face of those charges, quite literally. Wheels is a wheelchair motocross athlete. He's used a wheelchair since he was a kid and wouldn't have it any other way. How else would he be able to perform tricks like double back flips that break the laws of physics and gravity, or challenge the notion of just what disability means? Lauren Ober brings us his story.
Aaron Wheels Fotheringham is perched at the top of a 50-foot giganta ramp in the middle of Madison Square Garden. His wheels are pointed down the precipitous slope toward a gap the length of three parallel parked cars, which he intends to jump. The crowd is going nuts. They've never seen anything like this before.
And I just want to know, what are you doing up here, buddy?
Well, when I asked you guys for a wheelchair accessible ramp, this is not what I had in mind.
This mega ramp is about as far away from wheelchair accessible as you can get. But the joke is part of his shtick. This is a guy whose license plate on his souped-up truck reads legless.
Well, since you're up here, you gotta do something. You know the rule, you can't go down the stairs. What do you have in mind?
Well, I was thinking, if you guys get really loud, and you follow me on Instagram, I was going to do a front flip.
A front flip! Do you want to see a front flip from this guy today? All right!
Now, anyone doing a front flip off of anything is pretty impressive. But it's all the more spectacular when the person doing the trick is buckled into a neon green wheelchair. The 22-year-old Wheels has spina bifida and has used a wheelchair since he was in grade school.
I'm not paralyzed at all. I have spina bifida, and it affects my back and blah, 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 all that boring stuff I've never really read.
He's also an adrenaline junkie and an action sports nut. If it involves big tires, big air, or big consequences, Wheels is into it.
I love adrenaline, you know, even before skate parks. Like, I'd definitely knock on people's doors and roll away as quick as I could with my friends.
Wheels does what he calls WCMX, or wheelchair motocross. It's like BMX, except with four wheels instead of two. Oh, and a disability thrown in just to keep it interesting. Wheels practically invented the sport. There are other wheelchair users out there doing WCMX, but Wheels is the undisputed king. He's gone bigger and jumped farther than anyone. You ever see an average guy in a wheelchair do a double backflip? No? That's because only Wheels can do that. Wheels got his start in action sports in Las Vegas after a trip to a local skate park with his older brother. He was 8 at the time.
I'm sure I'm not the first one to ever drop into a skate park on a wheelchair, but I didn't see anyone before me. I just looked up to BMXers and, you know, X Games, and I was like, well, I could do that. And then my brother helped me, you know, get to skate park on my wheelchair and pretty much pushed me into a bowl. And, I mean, from then on, I was hooked on it, and it, you know, it was a fun challenge, and, you know, I just fell in love with the sport.
Sorry, when your brother pushed you into a bowl, I mean, did you fall? Like, the angle of that is not meant for somebody sitting, right?
No, like, I mean, in fact, the first couple times I went down, I face planted and, you know, hurt my wrists, but, you know, he kept helping me back up, and then, like, after a couple tries, I mean, I rolled away from it.
And before Wheels even hit puberty, he was a fixture at his local skate park on his wheelchair. Wheels uses the term on a wheelchair rather than in a wheelchair. It might sound like semantics, but for a guy who doesn't feel confined by his chair, but rather liberated by it, the words make a difference. Soon the skate park became too easy. Wheels needed a bigger challenge.
After a while of putting in hours, you start progressing and doing bigger tricks and bigger drop-ins, and then I did a 360. Then that got boring. Then I wanted to do a backflip. And kids at the skate park were saying, you should learn a backflip on a wheelchair. I think they were just messing with me, but I took it serious.
So Wheels went to an action sports camp and practiced flipping into a foam pit.
And in 2 days of going to that camp, I landed the first wheelchair backflip in history. And then I was just like, whoa, this is fun.
That all leads us to now, with Wheels touring the world with Nitro Circus Live, a sort of extreme variety show for action sports led by motocross legend Travis Pastrana. Wheels is an integral part of the spectacle, which also features some of the world's best skateboarders, BMX riders, and daredevils of all kinds. Think people jumping monster ramps in igloo coolers and Barbie cars. Of all of the athletes hucking themselves off of tall things, and hucking is the term the kids use, none gets as much applause as Wheels.
Now, folks, Wheels has just casually said, Do you want to see a front flip? And I've been telling you how tough this guy is and what an inspiration this guy is.
Then the announcer tells the crowd how Wheels knocked himself unconscious trying this trick before.
He used to do it off a 30-foot gap. But now that he's here in New York City, he wants to do it for you guys for the very first time over a much bigger 50-foot gap.
Oh, mercy.
So, New York, do you want to see a kid on a wheelchair throw a front flip?
Oh, my goodness!
And with that, Wheels descends down the 5-story ramp. Fireworks spray out of his specially designed wheelchair as he picks up speed. He hits the lip of the ramp and tucks his head. And by some miracle of physics, his wheelchair, named Rolanda, follows. He flies over the gap and lands with a bounce, wheels down on the other side. A giant airbag catches him before he hits the arena wall. The crowd loses it. It's equal parts breathtaking and unnerving watching Wheels soar so high above the ground. Wheelchairs are most definitely not supposed to do this. But don't try to tell Wheels that.
Wheelchairs got a misconception or something, because I feel like people are always trying to put a limit or a stereotype along with it, and that's what I'm trying to break, that, yeah, I'm on a wheelchair, but I can go down a 50-foot ramp.
And that story was produced by Lauren Ober for WBUR's Owning a Game. You can find videos of Aaron Wheels Fotheringham in action on our website, wordofmouthradio.org.